Anyway, we're out in front of the Alamo, and you always run into a lot of interesting characters out there. And we saw these three young urban gentlemen. One of them was wearing a wife beater t-shirt, shorts that I don't know whether he had just gone potty or something, but they were down at his knees.
Mm-hmm.
The waistband
That's
was practically.
Style.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
And he had dreadlocks. Looked like Marion Barber. And
he just carried himself and looked like he had something.
Yeah. And he's with a few of his buddies, and they're wearing baggy clothes and all this. So I say, you know, I'm going to approach these guys.
And as you did, George said, he's going to get his ass kicked.
Right. And these guys could not have been nicer, which ought to show you, Giorgio, that you cannot judge a book by its
that's
black
cover. That's,
skin.
That's what I've been telling you all these years.
Kiss my ass.
So here's our interview with the guys. And I think the guy's name is Willie West. I think
that
that's what he
right.
said it was. And I even stepped out on a limb there and made some derogatory jokes about his buddy, making fun of his buddy a little
bit.
Boy,
that's when they all just fell out laughing.
Yeah, then they ended up loving me. So let's take a listen to this exclusive interview that took place in Alamo Plaza just a mere few nights ago.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm at the Dallas radio station, a sports station. We're talking to sports fans in San Antonio. You a big sports fan?
Hell yeah.
You are?
Hell yeah.
Where you from?
Jersey, man.
What are you doing down here in San Antonio?
My mama, man. My mother brought me out here, man, so she won't be lonely. So I'm her youngest kid. I'm her baby boy. So I came out here, whatever. I'm being recorded.
Right now, yeah, recorded.
You know what? You need a camera this so all the girls can see how sexy I am right now.
Well, describe your look here. You're wearing
a... you know what?
You got the, what are these? These are
dreadlocks. They're about to my shoulders. I'm caramel skin, got honey brown eyes. You know, they change colors. Bang them.
Look at there.
get some. You know what?
You're wearing like a wife beater shirt and...
Jared, shorts and some Jordans, number one, the fights.
Yep.
Hey, you got my homeboy right here, Terrell. Come talk to that other recorder, man.
You know, I've noticed Terrell has absolutely no ass on him whatsoever.
I like that.
He's the skinniest looking guy I've ever seen. All right, so you're a big Cowboy fan, are you?
You know, I like Cowboys. Every time I play Madden, I use a Cowboy. I actually do like the Cowboys.
But you're from Jersey, so...
Yeah, so you know what?
The Giants?
I like the New York Giants, but I like the Giants because they shouldn't be the New York Giants because their stadium is in New Jersey.
Right.
So, yeah,
I like
the
call the commissioner
Giants.
And make that argument.
I'm going to talk to him, you know? But
if you tell him skinny-ass Terrell said.
But you want to talk about basketball,
yeah.
I'm not a New Jersey Nets fan. I'm a big Atlanta Hawks fan.
Really?
Because Josh Smith is my favorite basketball player of all time.
Not
man.
To cut you off, man, but it's all about the Saints, man. I'm sorry.
These Saints, yeah, he's wearing a Saints
hat.
He's
from New Orleans. That's my boo. You know what? Tell my basketball, son.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta Hawks.
Now, who's the oldest among you three?
Oh, me, of course.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
22, man.
22. How old are these guys?
19 and 20.
20.
You kind of look like the guy in Outkast. Has anyone ever told you that before?
Bombs over Baghdad.
Can you sing?
No.
Can you rap?
Yeah, but it's a little violent.
Like how violent?
Let's hear a little bit.
Let's hear a little bit. That's okay.
It's a lot of N-words and everything.
That's okay. That's all right. This guy right here loves saying the N-word. He loves saying the N-word.
It's a little, Terrell, listen to me right real quick.
Does Terrell back you up a little bit?
My hype man.
Oh, he's your hype man.
Okay. Has curses in you, want to hear me anyway?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, listen, yo. Listen. It's for my n****s on the block smoking that 30s of haze. No, I'm gangsta n****s. Did a hose in your face. And my n****s all eat up. All my real beads up with banging ham, slinging hard with doing dirt with Nova guards. I'm America's most wanted. You got a dog? Don't front it. I'm a Jersey live n****. I wild out for no reason. Me and Terrell road dogs like Ain't old and Khaki leasing, but this ain't no honeymoon. How my slugs are scattered fools, I stay with that ratchet. It's like a mechanic, I get greasy like Adebisi, I let you f***ing have it. I'ma die before I beg for mercy. You looking at the best of Jersey, I'm hot like a desert with no shade, so you know I'm thirsty. and he's a bitch. And don't think much you really push him. I walk by dressed like a female Muslim, what he never saw come and never see another day again. My bullets hit his jawbone, I shattered the rest of his chin.
That's a Garth Brooks tune, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It is a little country. You know, I am a little, you know.
Yeah, a little country, a little urban.
Just a little bit.
Hey, well, thank you for talking to us, man.
Appreciate it. Much, I hope the girls call me, whatever. You can find me on MySpace.
What's your MySpace?
Okay, my URL is IIBH. Okay, look at my email address on MySpace. Willie, W-I-L-L-Y, West, W-E-S-T at yahoo.com. Willie.West@yahoo.com. That's Willie with a Y, not an I-E.
You sure you want me to put that on the air? You're going to have tons of people emailing you.
Hey, you know what? I'm sexy, so all the girls are going to email me, and I'm not worried about it. I'm used to stalkers. You know what? Willie, W-I-L-L-Y.West@yahoo.com. It was great talking to y'all. I feel like I'm a superstar now.
All right. See you guys. All right.
Man, those guys were funny.
They were funny. They were funny. Boy, all you guys are busting up in the background. I can hear you talking to his two buddies.
Yeah, me and Terrell were talking afterwards. Man, where are y'all from? He was fascinated by the whole notion of talking to the recorder, as they
right.
said.
It's an interesting rap. It was quite violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting a bullet through someone's jaw.
Yeah. Shattering someone's chin. It's not the most pleasant of images in a love
he
song.
He warned us ahead of time, though, that
yeah,
it was
he
very
did.
Violent and...
He
That's
did.
The way he raps.
And you know what? Once again, I'm always amazed at this. Why do people talk to me? When I walk up with a recorder,
you
why,
just have a way.
Why do they talk to me?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And they let me ask them whatever. You can ask about their life. You ask about personal stuff they probably haven't talked about in years, and they are just forthcoming.
And only one out of maybe every 100 takes a swing at you.
Right. It's 1%. Takes a swing at me.
I don't know, but it's great.
I mean, and now, especially these days, why do they talk to me? Because in the old days, I would have something that looked a little bit more of an official recording device. Now it's done on an iPhone. I go up to them with my iPhone, and I'm
you
talking
could, yeah,
to
you
them.
Could be anybody.
You just have a way of disarming them, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the beard.
Yes, the beard is comforting to people.
Yeah. They trust you because you have a beard.
It reminds them of Santa Claus.
Or Jesus.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
Indeed. Indeed. The
Christ.
The Christ. The best one of all sports talk radio hosts. He's
you worship
one.
Santa. I worship the Christ.
I don't worship Santa. Because Santa is only a couple of letter rearrangements away from Satan. Okay. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You just put that in at the end of the word.
Hail Satan!
What do you get?
And even more of a rearrangement away from Hitler.
Come on, we're almost done. Let's rally here.
We almost made it. We can't make it a show without you mentioning Hitler, which you mentioned twice today already.
That's not true.
Or Dahmer.
Or Dahmer.
I mentioned Hitler's parents earlier,
and
not Hitler.
George mentions rape.
No, that's your gag. That's your strange,
that
strange...
is not a gag, and it's not mine at all.
Junior, who mentions it, me or him?
I'm Gordon. Doing news stories!
Gordon.
You do it out of the context of a news story,
it's
too.
It's not out of the context
Sometimes
of a news
story. It is when you bring it up.
Okay, how today?
You haven't today. Yet. We still have 32 minutes left, though. There's a good chance it'll happen.
You wrong me. Thank you to Willie West.